They do. You know, he says in this, but speaking the truth in love may grow up in all things in him, which is the head, even Christ. And the last verse, from which the whole body fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplies. What makes a church run is what everybody gives. What makes it work is what everybody has. Some people count money, you need those. Some people care for the building, you need those. Some people are prayer warriors, gotta have those. Some people have more compassion, you need those. Some people are always available and some people are never available. You need those. Yeah, you do. You have some people who are always available.
Yeah.
And you have some people who are never available.
You need all of them.
By what every person supplies. It can never, the worst thing I can do is think that I have disposable saints. The worst thing I can do is think that I have saints that I don't need. I don't need that one. Yes, you do. They have something to offer. If God has them in there, there's something they can offer. According to the effectual working in the measure of every part, make it increase to the body to the edifying of itself in love. In other words, when all of this is working together, he says to the saints in Ephesus, when all these parts are working together, then the body increases.
Yeah, then it grows.
And it grows. And things work and we become strong local churches and strong jurisdictions and strong organizations because we've included everybody in it, not just some. And we don't have an elite few that, you know, they are always. And then this takes in consideration that when we do this, I like the way Paul did this at Ephesus. I like the way he brought them because there's not one time in there when he says to them what they better do and what they better not do.
No.
There's not. He's going to talk about a walk later, but right now he spends his whole first four chapters explaining to them how they fit in the body of Christ, what their role is in the body of Christ, and that's what we. This is why we have conventions as teachers, as preachers and pastors and servants. This is what we have to learn. If we're going to grow, we have to learn what huge churches seem to already know. And that's why they have readers at the doors. That's why Elder Chuck talks about all the time. He says when he came to whatever church it was, he was already, he said they loved him in there. Loved him into it. And it's something we do. We're going to have to learn to do that.
Yes, sir.
Everybody standing. I want you to consider. I said, well, that seminar went deep enough. Do you know about swimming or can you swim? Everybody in here has read Ephesians about 600-700 times. And where do you focus it when you read it? You know what it is? If we don't know where to focus what we're reading, this is why we watch people on television and we say, God, that was a great revelation. And it is. You know how they got that point? They understand who it's supposed to be for. And the reason why we didn't get it before is because we just read it to be reading it. Right? So when you read Ephesians and you look in the fourth chapter, you just see us where we are. You see, it's supposed to be you. Right? So we're going to read this and see if we can get the rest of it and spend some time there. Because when we leave here, we want to go back better pastors, better Bible study leaders, better everything.
Right, sir.
Now, we're living holy. I give everybody that. I think we really are. Why not we? Why aren't I? Why am I not more productive?
Yes, sir.
And in the people that we have in our churches, why aren't they more, why do we struggle to hold them and to increase? We should be knocking the walls down.
Right.
But before we got to do that, we have to do like all these churches that we like to watch on TV. And I don't have a problem with that. We have to, there's obviously something they're doing because they have an audience full and we don't. And you can keep saying all you want to about where it is, but they are spending some time doing something. I want to encourage everybody to get in the Word of God, spend some time in it, and take a look at who the audience is and stop seeing us in that regard and stopping right there. This is a great book to teach pastors how to approach new believers. It is a tremendous book to show you the mindset you're supposed to have in approaching new believers. Praise the Lord. Father, we come before you in Jesus' name. We thank you for your goodness and your mercy. Lord, touch our souls sitting back there. Also, you can stay seated. Touching our body from the crown of our head to the soles of our feet. And Lord, touch those knees and those joints and all those different places that need to be touched. Remember Elder Rogers and all those, Lord, who have any problems. Lord, remember Ella Jenkins, Lord, and her extremities and all those things that need to be worked out. Lord, remember Ella Fulton Harrison, oh God. Lord, her condition and all those, Sister Nancy, and all those that need to be healed. And Lord, because of the word, Lord, that I've taught this afternoon, oh Lord, that I taught, Lord, according to the Spirit, and Lord, as error-free as I can. Lord, I pray, Lord, you move on their behalf, Lord. And Lord, to that glory and to that honor, and because of the word that has gone forth, Lord, I pray, Lord, that you would touch them in their bodies and make them all the way whole. In Jesus' name. And Lord, we'll give you all the glory, all the honor, all the praise in the name of Jesus. You can be seated. Praise the Lord. Very briefly. We'll be back tonight at 6:30. It is 3:30 now, so that gives you about 5 times to get out of here, probably closer to 4 o'clock. Give it to Andy.